Hey guys, I just got done with an awesome day at the agency office. We had two SMU crew members who stopped in to work from the office today, but I'm going to be honest, we all didn't get too much work done. We had Molly Hale and Megan Flanagan there. I was trying to get work done, but we were all just having so much fun chatting and joking and laughing. But we are going to dive on into something today that is kind of fun. And it is going to be all about why you need to stay relevant. Let's cue the intro. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. All right, guys, I have to be honest with you. So I am 29. I'm coming up on 30 next year. Thankfully, I still have about a year left. Not quite enough time, but that's okay. And I'm a little bit nervous about it. You know, sometimes I feel like I can sense that age is creeping on. Now, here's the thing. I'm not scared of aging. I'm not scared of gray hairs. I'm not scared of wrinkles. I'm not scared of, you know, all of the things that happen with age. But one of the things that I am not okay with is losing touch with relevant topics and trending topics and what is in, what is the latest, what is available in the tech upgrades that are happening in the world around us. I'm really scared of losing touch of those realities of what is happening in our world. And I'm talking about pop culture. I'm talking about technological advancements. I'm not okay with being comfortable in the ways that I am used to. You know, we're in an age where technology is changing all the time. And one of the things I think that is absolutely essential as a marketer, as a social media manager, is to focus on basically what is trending. And part of the reason that this is essential is because if you don't know what's relevant, what's cool, what slang, you know, I could say this like a mom, what slang the kids are using these days, if you don't stay up to date, you risk creating campaigns that just not only flop, but end up being mocked. And so this is something I spend a lot of time working on, and that is staying on top of what is in. Now, I really don't consider myself the most trendy person. Like, I'm telling you, I'm not that trendy. You know, I like staples. I like classics. I like books. I like handwritten letters. I like, you know, I still miss MySpace. I'm not somebody who is the fastest to jump onto a bandwagon, but I will not make the errors of big marketing campaigns that have just been absolutely atrocious. I think of one example of this, you know, as Wendy's and Taco Bell and Burger King and McDonald's are all getting feisty on social media, and it's so fun to see. Like, it's engaging, it's exciting, it's, I think it's really well done. We have a brand that has completely flopped their marketing, and that is none other than IHOP. And I personally found that they made a huge mistake. Their marketing campaign that was rebranding their name to IHOP, International House of Burgers, it felt just so stiff and so corporate and so passed by a committee. You know, in a world where people talk casually, we talk how we think, it was like someone walked into a room and said, "Well, Stan, it's great to meet you. It's just a real pleasure. What a fine and dandy office you have going on here." It just was so, it missed the mark. And that's a fear that I have. I'm not okay with that. I'm not comfortable with ultimately creating campaigns that seem dated or corporate or committee passed. I want things that are witty and fun. You know, forget committees. I want witty. Oh my gosh. That's such like a mom joke. Don't ever quote me for that. But the reality is, like, when I bring in people to my agency, I get so excited because I'm going to pick their brains. I'm going to see what language do they use to talk. A great example of this is my sister, Stephanie, and she's obviously like on the young side of millennials. She might even be younger than a millennial. I'm not quite sure what the next gen is after that. Might be Gen Z, but you know, I'm excited when I see the way that she tweets, the way that she talks, the way that she stays relevant. She follows the latest celebrities, the ones who are on top of things. And then I go and I look at those celebrities. How are they talking? How are they speaking? How are they presenting themselves? Whether you like it or not, there are major markets that are being shifted by people like Kylie Jenner. And I have so much respect for her and the way she's built her platform. That doesn't not mean that I agree with every decision that she makes. But what I'm saying is I have respect for the way that she's commanded authority by speaking the language of people today. All this to say, your age is showing. I'm talking to myself. You don't need Botox, but it might be helpful to immerse yourself in the latest trends, topics, celebrities, slang. What is relevant today? This is absolutely essential if you want to cut it as a marketer. So I will catch you on the next episode. And after this, I'm going to have spoken with Gary Vaynerchuk. So much fun. Okay. I'll catch you guys later.